Some parting thoughts for you as you go off on your weekend. And it's about social media. I seem to be talking a lot about that recently. And in particular, the various services that exist that report to give you some indication of your clout and your influence within something like Twitter. So there's a lot of these services around that will, you know, essentially what they do is they look at your reach and your followers and various other statistics and work out how influential you are. My tip really is don't bother. I think they're all a bit of a waste of time, really. What does that matter? What does that give you, knowing what your clout is? Ultimately, I don't believe half of the figures that these services provide back. Also, they can only be compared against one another and against your competition. I mean, they're not actually providing any tangible benefits. The only thing that I track when it comes to social media is my click-throughs. If I post a link, how many people click through? And then I also like to track them if there's a conversion point to that, how many of those people then convert. So that's a useful statistic. You know, that's the kind of thing that you can compare across other forms of marketing that you're doing, you know, both on different social networks, but also, you know, against banner advertising and other things like that. So it's good because it's cross-medium. The second metric that I track is actually the amount of buzz that is existing around a post that I make. Right, or you know, whether it be a blog post or a page on your website or whatever. Now, I use a tool for that called PostRank Analytics, and what that will do is it will allow me to go in and look at any one blog post or page or whatever else and see who has mentioned that page, who has linked to that page on a variety of social networks, whether it be Facebook or Dig or StumbleUpon or Twitter or anywhere else, and that gives me a sense of how popular that content is. Now, in my opinion, click-throughs and analytics, post-rank analytics, give me a much better sense of how effective my content is and how effective my message is than some algorithm that spews out that I've got 10 out of 10 in terms of clout. So my advice is stay well clear of those kinds of services, because ultimately I think they're just an ego thing. So you can go, oh, well, I've got more clout than so-and-so. And really, that doesn't make any difference. It's whether people convert. It's whether people like your content and are interested in what you've got to say.